Showers will occur across the Midwest a little more often than some producers would like to see over the next week and a half, and that will likely delay field progress, especially in soybean production areas, but don't see any serious threat to the quality of unharvested crops. The precipitation first is going to be a part of that upper-level disturbance that began to move into the eastern Midwest over the weekend. That system will still be with us for the next day, or almost 2 days, actually, and we'll likely see at least some shower activity from Illinois to Ohio and Michigan. Now, this precipitation is certainly not going to be very well organized, and it will be very light. So the interruptions to fieldwork will be brief, but as you know, any moisture for soybeans is not going to allow for harvesting to advance. And so there will be some progress made, but most likely producers will have to keep a close eye on the radar screens in order to determine whether there will be any field progress in their area. Most likely some fieldwork will take place, and we'll likely see the progress rate, certainly not aggressive, but it will progress. In the western Corn Belt, we'll likely see a little better field opportunities, but there's a cool front that's cutting through that region here tonight and tomorrow that will likely be a deterrent for them as well. The frontal boundary and precipitation, again, is going to be light, and it will be focused more so on the upper Mississippi River Basin than on the lower parts of the region, but there will be some precipitation in both areas. As that frontal system moves into the eastern Midwest, we'll likely see more precipitation for those areas, and that will likely take place as we get into Thursday and Friday. Again, none of the precipitation is going to be all that heavy, but it will be a deterrent for field progress in that region. Some drier and colder air will settle into the Midwest after that, and we'll likely see some very chilly conditions occurring far to the south into the heart of the region as we move through the weekend. And temperatures will likely drop below freezing in quite a few areas down into Missouri and parts of Illinois and Indiana. Definitely earlier than usual frost and freeze events for some of these areas, but obviously the crops are far enough advanced that that may not be much of an issue. There will be a few of the more immature soybeans out there that may lose a little quality, but they were certainly not expecting that to be much of an issue. For all practical purposes, this cold air mass will have very little impact. That there will be some return flow, moisture coming up from the Gulf of Mexico once the cold air begins to abate, and that will occur during the middle part of next week. And at that point in time, we'll likely see rain and thunderstorms developing in the southern plains, and some of that rain will work its way into a part of the Midwest as we move deeper into the week next week. So again, harvest delays are going to be occurring periodically. It's just not going to be the best environment for getting aggressive with field work, but some progress will definitely be made. The temperatures today will definitely be a lot warmer than they will be about 3 days from now. We expect afternoon highs today to run mostly in the 60s and 70s across the Midwest. There'll be a brief surge of warmer weather that will occur tomorrow ahead of the cold air mass. We'll likely see a lot of 70-degree highs tomorrow, perhaps a few lower 80s occurring in the southwestern part of the Corn Belt. And then as we move on into the day on Thursday, that warmer air will likely shift into the lower eastern parts of the Midwest, and colder conditions will overspread most of the West. And our coldest weather will likely settle into the region Friday into Saturday. During that period of time, we'll likely see high temperatures limited to the upper 40s and 50s in the northwestern half of the Midwest, while temperatures in the eastern areas are in mostly the 50s. And the cool weather will stay with us through the early part of next week. And low temperatures at night will likely slip to their coldest levels of the season, with a lot of temperatures in the 20s and 30s across a big part of the Midwest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.